This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today. And we're going to continue our series on the pure gospel. Philippians 1:17, but the latter out of love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel. Paul was determined to defend the gospel, and in particular to defend the gospel to maintain its purity. And I thank God that he and so many other men and women through the ages did. The Council of Nicaea was held in 325 AD. It was a council of Christian bishops in Nicaea, Turkey. And why was it held? It was to clarify who Jesus was, particularly in relation to his origin, nature, and relationship to God the Father. In essence, these Christian leaders were discussing issues like Arianism, which was a common heresy that claimed that Jesus was the creation of God, thus different from and ultimately less than God, and therefore a rejection of the traditional understanding of the Trinity. The early church faithfully battled many heresies and false teachings such as Gnosticism. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." And the Amplified Bible, "But the Holy Spirit distinctly and expressly declares that in latter times some will turn away from the faith, giving attention to deluding and seducing spirits and doctrines that demons teach." And so the Bible here warns us that, you know, that some will turn away from the faith and they will be deluded, they'll be seduced by these demons, and they will come up with doctrines that they think they came up with themselves or by divine revelation, etc. And yet they're actually doctrines of devils because they contradict the word of God. And so the first seven church ecumenical councils included the first Council of Nicaea, 325, first Council of Constantinople, 381, Council of Ephesus, 431, the Council of Chalcedon, 451, the second Council of Constantinople, 553, third Council of Constantinople, 681, 680, 681, and the second Council of Nicaea, 787. So it's interesting that all seven councils were convened in Turkey, a state that today is 99.8% Muslim. Less than 2% are followers of Christ today. And yet, sadly, the Middle East was the cradle of the early church. All seven churches in Revelation were located in Turkey. And yet today, there's virtually no Christian witness. And this is a very, very sobering thing to consider. We need to pray for the Middle East and North Africa because, again, this is where the early church was born. And in the same way, we shouldn't be naive. Unless we travail and prevail, Europe may go the same way. Travail means painful and laborious effort. I think we need to drop the attitude that if it isn't easy, it can't be God. No, we need to make efforts to reach our generation for Jesus Christ, because we are arrogant if we think we can win the world without work. Historically speaking, the first seven ecumenical councils of the early church represented an attempt to bring the church together to an orthodox or biblical consensus, so to ensure a degree of unanimity and consistency. Secondly, to foster and maintain peace in spite of the divisions and distinctions that may have existed. And three, to develop unity among followers of Christ worldwide. And let me say this, unity is always an effort, but it's a necessary one in order to keep the faith pure, because, again, I believe that unity is an essential element of revival. It's key to revival, actually. And so if we want to see an awakening, we need to work towards building unity in the body of Christ. I think we're too quick to lash out and criticize and divide and put up walls. You know, it's this understanding that as the body of Christ, we need each other. So Jude chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints." I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to do what? Contend. Contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turned the grace of our God into lewdness and denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So here we see, the importance of contending for the faith. And Jude 1 here makes it very clear that we need to contend for the faith. We need to contend for the gospel. We need to contend to preserve the purity of the gospel. Because from the beginning, the battle has been over the truth. And so, again, from the very beginning, the battle has been over the truth. Jesus said in John 8 and verse 32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Because if the truth sets you free, ignorance keeps you bound. And that obviously is in Satan's interest. He knows that it is truth, not tradition or ritual, that sets men free. And so he tried to deny the truth, or at least bury it beneath centuries of lies and tradition. And so Hebrews 13 and 9, "Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines." This is why we need to ensure we're right on the basics, because if you're not right on the basics, you won't be right on anything else. And it's so important, like I said, that we're walking in the light of the Word and that we have the discernment and, you know, the biblical knowledge to be able to tell the difference between biblical doctrines and strange doctrine, the same way as the Bible talks about strange fire. It's important that we're not carried away by the lies and the deceptions of the enemy that are so prevalent in our generation. Let's walk in the light of the Word. You know, experiences are fine and they're nice to a degree, but it's important we don't build our theology on subjective emotional experience, but that we build our theology, that we build our lives on the Word of God, because it is the truth. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.